Lost Art of Dying, Reviving Forgotten Wisdom by Lydia S. Dugdale.
Overview.
Everyone dies, but not everyone dies well. Physician Dr. Dugdale wants us to see if it was possible for someone to die well after seeing scores of people die in some sort of limbo surprise and banality. Her research has taken her to the history of, ironically, the times of the Black Death. In this book, Dr. Dugdale presents her findings and expands on the truth that even though we can all die, it can be done well, with dignity, and with respect to everyone involved. In the day and age where we try to and sweep death under the carpet and hide it from children, we lose the ability to cope with the thing that will come for us all, the time of our death. Dugdale offers insight from a medical doctor's perspective on key stages of making the dying process a holistic undertaking. Dugdale presents the Judeo-Christian worldview concept of Ars Moriendi, the art of dying, was specifically developed by the Catholic Church during and after the Black Plague and the War of the Popes around 1450. It encourages those who are still healthy to acknowledge the possibility of death and those in later life to prepare for the coming of the end. Not only should preparation be undertaken by those who will experience firsthand, but also by the family and friends of those around that person. A big point of the book is showing that we die best when we are in community. Friends, families, doctors, society, etc. And this was not only intended for the religious, but also for the carnal and secular, the elites and the rich, the poor and the common people. Jeremy Taylor published a Protestant version called The Rules and Exercise of Holy Dying. Dugdale presents firsthand accounts of the dying process and those who did so well and those who didn't seem to go so well into that quiet night. Providing historical background and development to the dying, the art of dying, and the change in how we view medicine and hospitals offers an interesting and challenging concept that shows that we might have placed too much confidence in the hospital makeup and that we kind of suck at dying. The book covers 9 different aspects of dying, including death itself, the finitude of death, dying in community, the context of how one goes, and then the psychological aspect like fear responses and what happens to the body, the spiritual effects and our rituals we take when dying. And also the life-preserving nature we hoist onto the medical community that may be ill-placed to the degree we do. After World War I and into the 1920s, the change in the art of dying succumbed to the art of living with the massive leaps in medicine and medical life preventive means and technology. We've always been good at and adopters of new things, especially after the Industrial Revolution, but we've been equally terrible foreseers of what effects will result due to those adoptions. Just look at the effects of the social media. A highlight from the book is Chapter 3 about dying well in community. Dugdale makes some really solid points on the importance this aspect affects us in life, as well as leading into our death. It's a highlight of what the Christian church is supposed to be. This is not a religious book per se, but it does cover aspects of religious elements and even one adopted by secular community. The community being replaced by the hospital was interesting, and the idea runs as a string throughout the book. Even though a medical hospital practitioner, Dugdale making this point really adds to the strength of these points. Hospitals take the place of homes as a place for offloading all sorts of care from families is a challenging subject matter and can lead to some good discussions for the readers and with others. Also interesting was when it comes to dying, mitigating pain management was far behind the fear of losing independence and dignity during the dying process. Similar to how most people are less fearful of dying than they are of public speaking, they'd rather be in the box and than being at the podium talking about the person in the box. Shows us how much pride plays a part in our lives. One downside was Chapter 6 about how we see the body through the dying process. This was mostly a set of stories that kind of meandered into a group of not really cohesive narratives or impact points as the other chapters. This could have really been a strong chapter, to be harshly honest, and take away from the doctor a kind of what to expect when you're expecting to die take that we often hide from collectively. Not really a negative, but something I would have expected from the book these days is a final chapter with a step-by-step guide on how to implement Ars Moriendi. There is a concluding chapter that does offer some general oversight. It encourages the readers to implement their own Ars Moriendi, as it is a useful model for anticipating and preparing for death, and encourages us to acknowledge our finitude, and to fail to do so means we probably won't die well. And a final encouragement was that we don't die well in isolation, so we should seek to broaden our community boundaries and inclusion while there is still time. Overall, this is a book for pretty much anyone since, you know, 10 out of 10 of us won't make it out of this world alive. For parents of kids of any age, this provides a good avenue of discussion. For those with experience of the loss of a loved one, it helps prepare to have some hard conversations and how to help that person. And most obvious is for the person who will shirk off this mortal coil soon and give some clear guidelines on what to do to start the end. Final grade, B.